Lord.
Amen. It's such a blessing to be here and be around all you preachers. Amen. I'll tell you what, it's been a great morning. I appreciate the Sunday school lesson, brother. That was right on time. Amen. He opened the door to if anyone wants anything to say. Amen. You said it all, brother. That was good this morning. That was good, wasn't it, brother?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I really appreciate being here. And I'll tell you what, it's good that y'all got that next door. Amen. Yes, it's going to need it. Amen. It's a good crowd this morning. And it's such a blessing to be here. Some of you I have not met. This is my wife, Linda. Would you stand, please? Okay. All right. Okay. That's my wife, Linda. Certainly appreciate she's able to travel with me this time. We started out the first of the month in Commerce, Georgia, and I thought we was taking summer up there, but man, it was so cold, I thought it was in New Hampshire somewhere. Yeah. Man, it was 7 degrees, I believe, and man, we had our coordinators meeting there, which I'm the director of the coordinators, and also the southeastern director of over 11 states there, and over chaplains as well. We'll leave here and go to Panama City, and then from here to Arkansas, and then from there to we'll go to Pigeon Forge, and we have our chaplains retreat there. We'll have a great time with them as well, the Lord allow us to. This morning, I want to take us back to Calvary, man. Take us back to Calvary. I don't think I ever preached this. I have not preached this here, and I've thought about all of the things that you people was talking about, you preachers, about this morning. And how the Lord built this church and et cetera. And I want to help us this morning concerning Calvary. You know, there's three ways to die. You're going to see that in a minute here. And I want to show you this through the scriptures. As you look, I know some of you kind of unfounded. Three ways? Yeah. We'll see it here in a minute, okay?
Amen.
And one you don't qualify though, okay? Let me help you with that. One you do not qualify for. So we'll narrow it down to two, okay? Amen. But anyway, since y'all was looking real strange, man, what he's on up here? Three, yeah. But I want to show you from the scriptures here in Luke chapter 23 and verse 32. We're going to look at the crucifixion here. And I'm going to read from 32 on down to approximately 47. Luke chapter 23, and then we'll look from 32 through 47, I believe. And you have it, say amen.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, it's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Compared to Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what, it's a blessed, and all days are a blessed day. But I'll tell you what, I was able to stay in the house a little bit, you know, and get a little bit more studying in and praying in, et cetera. So I took advantage of the time I had. We couldn't go anyplace else. And so I didn't sit there and watch TV all day. I got in the Word of God, and I learned something. Amen. And so every time the Word of God is open and read, you ought to learn something. You cannot exalt everything of God. Amen. Every time you look at something, amen, if you're looking for something, you get it.
Yeah.
Every time. Now notice in verse 32, and there were also two other malefactors led with him, speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, but led with him to be put to death. And when they were come unto the place which is called Calvary, that's the name of the church here, right? Calvary.
Right.
He said, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right and one on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Right.
And they parted his raiment and cast lots. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself. If he be the Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. And a superscription also was written over him in letters in the Greek and the Latin and the Hebrews, this is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors, I want you to get this, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, if thou be the Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answered, rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we received the due rewards of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing.
amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, this day, I want y'all to get that, this day shalt thou be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and then the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. I'm so glad that veil was rent. Amen. I am so glad. Amen. That opened the door for us. Praise the Lord. That veil was rent. And notice what else he said here. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly, this was a righteous man. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for this day you've given us. Thank you so much for who you are and what you are to us, Lord. Help us in these next few minutes, Lord, to be a help to these people in such a way, Lord, that we leave here a lot different, Lord, than the way we came. Lord, we do love you today. We do thank you so much for who you are. And Father, we give you all the honor and glory for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. But what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeared for a little while, and it vanishes away. This is like smoke, man. You see it for a little while, and then eventually it's gone. And today I want to show you some things here. And then how will you die? There are three people we saw. Calvary, did we not? Two malefactors. Lord Jesus Christ. Not only that, we saw there was three crosses involved.
Right.
On Calvary, you saw that? Not only that, there were three types. Now, we'll show you this in a minute. There were three types of sin represented on that cross. Those crosses. I want you to see that here today. And then there were three deaths. All three died. And there were three conclusions. I want y'all to see that today. I want y'all to see that. Now, let's go to the first death. The first death, and I want you to understand that, and I want you to see these sins. The first death with the first person, and we see that the first person, the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, he's the one that died first. We'll see the Lord Jesus Christ, and guess what? Now, there was three sins, I say, involved. Three crosses, three people, three sins, three conclusions. Now, the first sin was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died for our sins. That was the first one I want you to see. He died for our sins. The second one I want you to see that this, the second one, the second malefactor there, guess what? He died in his sins. And the third one I want you to see that this one died to sins. I want y'all to see that today. Now, first one, I said there are three ways. First one you don't qualify for. That was the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He came here and died for our sins. And the Bible tells me that was his purpose, his mission was to come and to die for sin. Notice he said here in John 12:23, and then we look at 27 and 33, and Jesus answered them saying, the hour is come that the Son of Man should be what? Glorified. Look at 27, he said, now is my soul troubled? What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. For this cause came I unto what? This hour. Then he said, if I be lifted up.
Yes.
And that's what he said. If I be lifted up from the earth, we'll draw all men unto me. And so notice Jesus Christ was dying for sins. Now we understand that on that cross, we saw the wrath of God revealed on that cross. What was due for you and I, guess what? He was giving it to Jesus Christ. Y'all understand that he who knew no sin would make sin for us, that we might be made the righteous of God in him. So guess what he was doing? He was dying for sins. Y'all understand that? For sins. He's the one that made peace with God. He's the one that came to this earth and lived a life that you and I could not live. He was the perfect one. He was that lamb that John says, and John 1:29, he said, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Hey, he's the one came to seek and save that which was lost. So this is the Lord Jesus Christ he's talking about. And we see that and not only on that cross, we see the mercy of God on that cross. What was he doing? Having mercy on us and giving it to him. The righteousness of God was on that cross. Guess what? That sin had to be dealt with. And God was right about doing it on that cross on the Lord Jesus Christ. And guess what we see? Not only that righteousness was on the cross, we see righteousness was provided. Like I said earlier, he who, amen. guess what, made sin for us, that we might be made the righteous of God in him. And that's what it says?
Yes.
And the Bible tells us, therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin. So praise God that Jesus Christ came to this earth, and guess what? He died for sins. He provided, guess what? Righteousness for us, justified freely through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I don't know about you. We don't qualify for that one. He died for our sins.
That's right.
The Bible tells me in Hebrews chapter 1, remember the God is Son of the time and divers matter, spake in time past to the fathers, had in the last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he had appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Amen.
Right.
Who been the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had, listen to me carefully, by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Everything in the Old Testament, remind me of the tabernacle, amen. Everything that represented that, guess what? Shadows from things to come. Yeah. Jesus Christ did it all by himself.
Amen.
He didn't need Moses. He didn't need Elijah. He didn't need anybody. Amen. He did it by himself.
Yeah.
Sat down on the right hand of the majesty. Finished it. Concluded it.
Yeah.
That's our Savior.
That's him.
I don't know about you. I'm so glad that he provided that for us that we could not provide for ourselves.
Amen.
Praise God for his grace. Amen. When we were dead in trespasses and sin, guess what? He quickened us. Amen. Who were dead in trespasses and sin. Amen. And that's what he did. Made us alive in him. Guess what? Seated in heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise God for what he's done for us on the cross of Calvary. His conclusion, he died, buried, he shed his blood, died, buried. Guess what? Rose again from the dead. Guess what? The conclusion. Guess what? And concluded the law. Guess what? No one lived the law prior to, and no one's going to live it ever since.
Amen.
Isn't that something? For what the law could not do, and that was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh.
Boy,
isn't that something? What the law could not do. It's not the law wasn't holy. The law was holy. This flesh could not contain it. I'll tell you what, I just love challenging people of the Lord. I'll tell you what, it's just like you taking a fork and trying to pick up water with it. You try to pick up water with a fork, it never works. So flesh is weak, amen? And guess what he sent? He was the same one. Huh? He was the slain, the sinless one. He was our substitute. He's all in all. He's the one made peace. Amen. He reconciled God back, man together. Did he not?
He did, brother.
And praise God in perpetuation of our sins. He's our satisfaction. And, you know, God said, in Matthew, 17:9, you'll see in other passages of scriptures also, he said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. I like that word well. You can't add nothing else to it. Nothing. You know, Paul, you remember he had a desire for Israel, amen, that they might be saved. Remember that? He said, I bear them record that they had a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. You see that? And then what did they do? Guess what? They went about, they did something, they was ignorant of God's righteousness. In other words, it wasn't that they so much didn't know. They were willfully ignorant. They ignored God's righteousness and went about to establish their own righteousness and have not, guess what, submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God.
Amen.
For by the law, guess what? Yes, that's what Christ is the end of the law to every man that believes it.
Yes.
So guess what? He concluded that, did he not?
Yeah, he did.
See, you know, Moses even preached that in Deuteronomy chapter 30, I believe he did, even by the heart. And you know, even I like the book of Romans. You know what I like about the book of Romans? Paul quoted the Old Testament approximately 67 times, just in the book of Romans. So guess what? He wasn't, and when he was talking to the Jews, guess what? He wasn't telling them nothing new. Huh? The Jews always wanted something authentic, didn't they? And he gave them something authentic. Amen? He gave them something authentic. He did. And guess what? He gave them the truth, did he not? And he tell them not the prophet. There was a go-between. Right? There was a go-through. They had bits and pieces. Amen? Dreams and visions, etc. They had all those things. But they didn't have those shadows and typologies of Christ. But they did not have the full revelation of God until Christ came on the scene. Amen. He's the full revelation. He is the revelation. Amen. And so praise the Lord, all the things that he was doing for us. And praise the Lord, amen, not only that he spoke through the Old Testament, through the prophet, etc. But guess what? It is written in the scriptures all about him. And the holy scriptures concerning his son. And so we see the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want to take a whole lot of time here, but we see that, guess what? His redemption work was completed. Amen. The price was paid. All everything was paid. Reconciliation was taken care of. All these things was taken care of. And 1 Peter 3:18 says, for Christ also had once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in this flesh. And guess what? Quickened by the Spirit. Just for the unjust. Can I tell you something, my friend? If you're here today trying to work on it, this death, can I tell you something? It was done. Christ, God was pleased with this.
Amen.
There's nothing else we can add to this.
That's it.
And so we see that the Lord Jesus Christ did all that he can do for us. Signified his death. All these things that he did, guess what? And he said, no man take it from me, but I lay it down to myself. I have power to lay it down and have power what? To take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Think about that. Think about that. So we cannot. That's one death that we cannot. One sin that we cannot. One death we cannot. Not that one.
That's right.
Well, let's go to the second. And that's the unrepentant thief that died in sin. Mm. Oh. He died where? He died in sin. Say that again. He died what?
In sin.
Now, the position of the one dying is the spirit of death. Listen to me carefully. Not only physical, but spiritual as well. And guess what? We all are held accountable for our own action. We need to understand that. And what did he do? He railed on Christ. Remember that boy? And he kind of ridiculed him in a way. Then guess what? He wanted to save him. Save thyself and us too. You remember that?
Amen.
But guess what he was looking at? He was looking at Christ as being some miracle worker.
Yeah.
And you know what? Some of us today, think about this now. We use Christ as some miracle worker. And guess what? You ready for this? Guess what? He's gonna sunshine on the just and the unjust. Amen. Save and unsaved. Guess what? We're gonna get the same rain. We're gonna get the same sunshine. We're gonna get everything. But the goodness of God always leads to repentance.
That's right.
Y'all see that?
Right.
Now here's the thing here. I was taught here years ago, and I never forgot it. You know, the Lord says. A preacher was actually teaching here in the college, and he said that. He said, you know. The Lord deal with the unsaved on a layaway basis. Otherwise, you're going to get yours later. But the Christian, you're going to get yours now. Yeah. If you don't repent, you're going to get it later. And it's hell with no return.
Yeah,
now, notice now he dealt with Christ here on some physical aspect. Miracle worker, and accept. And that's what some of us do today. You know, we want to do everything except giving him our life. Now, notice what he says, save thyself and save us too, if thou be the Christ. Now, notice, and I want to give you the illustration. It may not be a good illustration, but I want you to just pay close attention to what I'm saying now. Now, here it is, the illustration is that where this guy was tightroping from one building to the next. He was tightroping, he had a crowd of people watching. He'll go across, and he'll turn around, and he'll come back. And he asked the crowd, do y'all believe I can do that? Yeah, we just saw you do it. We sure did. And to make a long story short, I'm going to shorten it. Okay, then he takes the wheelbarrow. He said, I got this wheelbarrow. Y'all think I can go across this thing here, one building to the next? Well, we'll watch and see. He goes across the building with the wheelbarrow. He comes back with the wheelbarrow. Y'all believe? Oh, yeah, we saw you do it. He said, well, I'm going to put a load of bricks in here. I'm going to take a load of bricks because he's making it tougher. Y'all think, well, we're going to watch it. He went on across with the bricks. Man, he made it on back cross with the bricks. Y'all, oh, yeah, you can do it. We got confidence. You can do it. He said, okay. Well, why don't y'all get in the barrel and let me take you across? Nobody got in the barrel.
Yeah.
See, that's what Christ We can use him for everything. And we watch and we know the things that he's done. But to put your life in his hand is a different story. It's to turn your heart over to him. It's a different story. Y'all understand that? That's a different story. And so there's a difference in that believe in Christ. The devil believes there's a Christ, there's a God, and tremble. Okay? But notice, and listen, before I trust Christ, the person said, you ready for this? I believe that he was God. I knew he died. I knew he was buried. And I know he rose again according to the third day according to the scripture. I knew that, brother. And I wasn't saved. A lot of us know that. We in a, and I hate to say this, it's hard to say this, but we're still in a Christian nation. Now, some of y'all may say, that's not true. You go into other countries and you'll find out. Listen, we're in a Christian nation. And I know a lot of chaos is taking place, but you go in the foreign field, you'll wish you were back over here. Y'all understand? And you want to see the presence of the devil, you go into some of those other countries. You go into some of those third world countries, and you'll find out, whew, man, boy, it's an ill feeling over here. You'll wish you were right over here. Y'all understand? We still have freedom of worship, don't we? Huh? You may say it's coming down the pike. Well, guess what? That'll be God's timing. Don't you worry about that. You continue to serve him. He'll give you the grace to take care of that when that time comes. Y'all understand that? But all I'm trying to tell you, all I'm trying to tell you today is that I knew all those things and would have died and went straight to hell. Until I trust Christ as my personal Savior, that made all the difference. And see, this man did not trust him as his Savior. He wanted all the material blessings, all the things. That's what he wanted to be. Guess what? He wanted to be saved from this physical death. And he wasn't looking at what's to come.
That's right.
Now, can I tell you something about this unrepentant thief? He died and went to hell.
Yeah.
And can I tell you something? In hell, there's no such thing. So I'm sorry, God. Forgive me, God. I know now why it is. No, that's too late for that. There's no mercy in hell. There's no grace in hell. That's
right.
Done. It's a done deal.
Yes,
yeah.
Sure is, brother.
Mm. And there's no such thing to say, hey, I was in church every Sunday. So what? Now I'll say that again. So what? If you don't know him,
that's right,
you're in trouble. You're in deep trouble.
Yeah.
And there's no return. And guess what? Hell is just a holding tank. There's a lake of fire that follows. There's two deaths.
That's it, brother.
Listen to me carefully. I'm not, I'm preaching the word of God, okay? And I don't apologize for preaching the word of God. I really don't. But today, really, it was just on my heart to preach this.
Amen, brother.
To try to be a help to you. And notice, like I said, there's no mercy there. There's no turning back. It's not. You can't. It's a done deal. It's too late.
Too late.
And I hear people all the time, you know, saying, well, you know, nobody came back to tell me. I said, when you die, you ain't going to come back and tell nobody either. You know?
That's right.
But we have enough scriptures, don't we? We have one example, don't we? About the rich man. Is that enough? Huh? Isn't that enough?
Yeah.
And did he not give us a witness from the scriptures?
Right.
And he told us what was going on. And I tell you, my friend, a lot of us, we play with death. For what is your life? And leaving a vapor that appeared for a little while and then it's gone. You know, I understand. In our area, we have to get a permit to burn fire and whatever. But you know what I did here a couple of weeks ago? I just took some powder. You know, you powder out a little baby powder thing and just, you know, how to let like the residue of the powder just, and I just watched it. Brother Murphy, I just, and guess what? All of a sudden, it just vanished. People say you're here today and gone tomorrow. No, you're here today and gone today. And all I'm saying to you, please, it is a place of condemnation. You know, here's the key here. You know, some people say, well, I'm going to wait for that judgment. And no, if you're not saved, you're already condemned. He that believeth in him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. Because what? He hath not believed, okay, and the Son of God. He hath not. See, that belief is not just that he exists.
It's putting your trust in Him.
Amen.
You know, yeah, giving your life, etc. And notice the conclusion with him. Like I said, he went to hell. He really did. Second death all taking place, etc. But notice, the Bible says, listen to me carefully, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice, let's look at the third thief here and we'll be done. Notice, the first sin was, guess what, was being paid for. Mm-hmm. Jesus died for.
Yeah, right.
The second was that unrepentant thief. And he died in his sin.
Right.
Now you pay attention to what I'm saying. Now one died for sins, in sins, and to sin. See, what do you mean to sin? Guess what? I'll explain that to you in a minute as we go through the scriptures, as we look at that, okay? Now, the position of this guy, guess what? He knew exactly his position. He knew exactly what was going on with him. Remember he made the statement? Hey, guess what? I'm just going to paraphrase. He made the statement, hey, this man done nothing. Hey, but what we got, guess what? It's due to us. Y'all remember that? He knew, He knew he was a thief. What he did was rightly so to be on that cross. And he knew he was gonna die. And he knew that. And notice now, with this guy here. Now he admitted his need. Now listen to me carefully. He admitted his need. He knew that he was gonna die. And guess what? Boy, he made a statement. And the statement he made, remember me. That's repentance, you know. Man, he realized his need. He realized where he was. Guess what? He realized he couldn't do nothing about it. He was hanging on the cross. Guess what? There was no righteousness for him to do, was it? There was no room for righteousness for him. There was no room for coming to church. Amen. There's no room for, you understand, trying to live out the law. There's no room for all these other things. Guess what? All he had room for, guess what? It asked the Lord.
That's it.
Amen. To save him, to meet his need.
And
so he knew he had a need for God. He knew that. He admitted the need, okay, and believed that Christ can meet that need. Guess what? He looked to him.
Amen.
Y'all ready for this? Now, y'all may not see that. There was repentance on that cross. He looked unto Jesus. He may not have turned physically all the way around, but boy, that head can turn around. Lord.
Amen.
Remember me?
Yes.
And he committed his life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we understand that I do believe in repentance. Amen.
Yes, sir.
I do believe that. Amen. You have to turn to God from sin. Some people say from sin to God. Either way you want to look at it, it's turning to God. Amen.
Right.
And guess what? I know that this, and I will say this, I cannot stop sin and turn to God.
No.
I can turn to God. Guess what? And then guess what? Then that's what I'm turning from unto him. Because I'm looking for him to provide for me the things that I cannot provide for myself.
Amen.
So I'm turning to that.
Yeah.
So there's no way in the world. And I believe turning to, from, okay, instead of turning from to. Either way you want to look at it. Some people always want to dissect things. Oh, brother, don't mean it. Well, either way, look at it. Either way you want to look at it, he turned to God.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying. But all I'm saying, you can't stop sinning and turn to God. No, you turn to God. You understand? From sin.
Right, yes.
God is the one, amen, is going to lift you up. God is the one that's going to take care of that. Because guess what? He died for sin.
Amen.
And so this man died to sin when he went to Christ. Guess what? What happened? When Christ died, guess what? He died.
Yeah.
When Christ rose again from the dead, amen, it's like us. We rose again from the dead.
Yeah.
But guess what? We rose again now in newness of life.
Yeah.
Now we live this life in reference to a resurrected Savior.
Yes.
See, sin have no dominion over me.
Right.
It's not going to rule and reign over me anymore. Why? Because I died to that.
Yeah.
It's a done deal. Now the Bible tells me there's no condemnation. There's therefore now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus.
Right.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the what? Spirit. For the Spirit of life in Christ has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, that was weak through the flesh. God sent his own Son and the likeness of sin for flesh.
Yeah.
And for sin,
yeah,
condemned sin in the flesh.
Yeah.
So here's my substitute.
Yes.
It's done.
Yes.
So he said, this day thou shalt be with me. And where? Paradise. Now, nowadays we call it heaven. Amen.
Yeah.
It's a heaven. That's where we at.
Yes.
And all I'm going, listen to me carefully, man, I'm just waiting on that time.
Yeah.
Spiritually speaking, we already there. But we seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Huh? I like that word, in him, with him. Boy, isn't that something? So guess what? One died for sin. One died in sin. He didn't need Christ's help. He didn't ask for it, did he? And he went to hell. He went to hell. People, I'm going to say this in closing. Don't try your best and think God's going to accept it. He sent his son. I'm going to say that again. He sent his son. And that was well enough. He said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Notice it said, hear ye him. Nobody else brought in this salvation. No one else concluded it. No one ever lived the law. Or we call our commandments. No one ever lived it. No one. Nobody. Nobody even come close to it. You know what bothers me about some folks? They say, oh, we lived that. I say, well, why in the Old Testament they had lambs and goats and bulls and acceptable sacrifice? Why did they do all that? Why? If someone can do it, he didn't, you know. Even the priests, our priests, they had to get taken care of too, did they not? Right. It wasn't good enough.
That's right.
Christ had to come down. Isn't that something? He had to come down. Let me show you one passage of scripture here, and I'm sorry I didn't show you all scriptures, but I've tried to quote the best I could. If y'all got a Bible, y'all know if I was saying it wrong or right or wrong, okay? And I was wrong, you should have stood up and said, hey, that's, you're quoting that wrong. That's not right. Turn to John chapter 3. Let me show you why you can't do it. And this is speaking. You remember when Nicodemus came on the scene and all and questioning Christ about things. And he told him, verily, verily, it must be born again. Notice, and I'm going to skip because of time here, but notice he said here in verse 12, let's just look at verse 12, okay? He said, if I've told you earthly things, you remember Nicodemus asking several questions, etc. If I've told you earthly things, if I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? Notice, I want y'all to catch this now. I want you to catch this. Read it real close, because we have looked over this. We have looked over this. We have looked over this. Notice what he said. And no man had ascended up to heaven. No one was good enough. You see the same passage of scripture here in a different way, because it's in Hebrews in the Old Testament. Now we see it here in the Greek here. And so basically saying the same thing. Okay, just reword it. Now notice what it says. No man had ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. Who came down from heaven? Christ. Notice what he says. Even the Son of Man, which is. You know what he's telling you? Huh? He's telling you he stepped down and did a work, and guess what? He still was up there.
Yeah.
Same time. That's God.
Amen.
That's God.
Amen.
He said, hey, listen, I'm going to come down here, but I'm not going to lose my place up there. I'm going to come down here. I'm going to put on flesh. And the Bible tells us the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Yes.
Came flesh. God said, I'm going to step down. My son, as the son, and guess what? When I step down, I'll not lose my place right up there. Now, what more can he do? What more could he do? Huh? No one was good enough to go up there and say, man, we got it right. Boy, I tell you what, I'm going to take things to God. I got to get done, God. No, man. But he that came down. Y'all see that?
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Good.
And so what he's telling us, and we have read this so many times and missed it. Have we not?
Yes, sir.
We missed it. And he said, listen, I came down and put on flesh. No man has seen God at any time. But only the Son, which is in the bosom of the Father,
yeah.
He had declared him.
Yes.
Did he say? Who was it? Philip? One of them said, Lord, show us the Father that it suffices us.
Yeah,
hell, I've been with you all this time, and you ask us to show us the Father?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Father of what? A one.
One.
Amen.
Amen.
What a God we serve.
Yes, sir.
Please, if you're here today and don't know Christ as personal Savior, listen, there's no other way out but to go through him. What a blessing. What a blessing. Brother Hike, I'm going to turn it over to you, brother.